Yo, yo, what is up? Welcome back to the Powerline Podcast. This is Doyle, your host as always. Hope everyone's having a good October, watching scary movies and all that, jazz, cover band shows, gotta love it. Man, I wasn't able to make it, but that Dead Heat Slayer cover set and that AFI or Davey and some other people doing Ramones cover, that looked crazy. I think 197 Steven, I think he's filmed some of that. It's gonna be putting that up, but yeah, man, a lot of shows going on, all that good stuff. But oh yeah, real quick too, Powerline and Rev, we just announced we're doing another market. It's coming up at the end of the month in October, October 30th. It's gonna be Saturday, 11 to 4. Just like last time, man, it's gonna be same spot. Gonna have, you know, food and merch and records and all that tight stuff. Dress up, we encourage costume contests, all that good stuff. But anyways, want to get into this episode. Got a good buddy here. We just interviewed them in the last issue of the zine, and I'm really excited about this band. I think they're doing really, really dope stuff. Another band coming out of San Jose. I got Jed here from Field of Flames. What is up, man?
What's up, man?
Field of Flames and also Extinguish, am I correct, right?
Yeah, both those bands, dude.
Sure. Which I've heard of Extinguish, too. I think I heard the demo, like, a couple of years, a year or two ago.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's definitely a different sound than what we have now, but that's cool that you checked it out, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think I got the Bandcamp link hit someday. Yeah, how you been? How's life been?
It's been pretty good. Pretty much just been busy with work and shit. Like, the pandemic kind of screwed it over for a bit, and I was having a little bit more time to just be more creative with, like, music and shit. For sure.
Yeah, we were just talking about you're a barber, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a barber, like, just as full-time, so it's, like, my job. So, on the side, it's I like to just like play music and just play shows and shit. So I was able to just like kind of focus more on my creative side because a lot of shit was shut down during like the quarantine and all that.
Right.
But pretty much I'm stoked to like be able to just like play shows again and just see like the amount of people going out and shit. So yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think, you know, like early on in the early in the pandemic when we were doing the podcast, you know, we were talking about that, like, what's gonna happen after, you know, is it going to be a thing of like a lot of people coming out, a renaissance of kind of like the scene? And I think we're seeing like people are definitely like, it's definitely not even dying down too, because shows have been kind of back now for a little bit, so like people are still showing out like crazy, at least for most shows. And that's super encouraging and dope to see.
I definitely like was thinking about that, especially before the pandemic. I mean, when we recorded the last Extinguished stuff and then just even the Field of Flame stuff too, like I was just like, damn, I wonder if people would want to go to shows because of the virus and stuff. And just thinking about it. And I mean, definitely from seeing like that first show coming back with the RBS show and all that stuff, and then just seeing like everyone coming out and seeing like those bands and stuff, I was like, dude, this is like sick, man. Like,
dude, I wasn't there. I had some homies who went to that, but the footage just looks like a mini like Donington or something. It looks just like super epic, super surreal moment for sure all the bands.
It was definitely cool, man. It was definitely like cool to see just like hella people. Just, I think the people traveled down to go see it too, man. It was pretty dope.
Oh, for sure.
Ever since then, man. I mean, even out here in Sacramento, I feel like there's been a couple hardcore shows happening too as well. I've got to visit a couple of them, and it seems like a lot of more people have been coming out to like shows and shit.
Yeah,
I'm saying that like they haven't been before, but like it's like, dude, it's like even more younger, like newer people too.
For sure. Isn't that, I want to say, maybe I'm wrong, isn't that Powerhouse show going down in Sacramento, or no? Are they?
I'm not sure. I think the one that I know about is,
or are they Oakland? I'm trying to think. I know they're Northern California Bay
area. I think they're from Oakland.
That's right.
Definitely, I think they're playing a show. I'm pretty sure you've seen the flyer, but it's
with Gulch,
like,
I know, you know,
and Scout
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's right. Scal's on that too.
Yeah.
Shout out Scal. They're just, I think the single just dropped for the new record, not the full record, but I saw a single just dropped. So they're killing it. Yeah, that's just badass, dude. So you're in Sacramento, yeah? Up in the Bay Area? For sure.
Yeah. So as of right now, like, I am currently living in Sacramento, and I've been here for about like 3 years now, 3.5 years or something like that.
And are all the other members of, say, Feel the Flames, Extinguished, are they pretty close?
So the closest ones, it's the bassist. For Feel the Flames, it's Jose and Hector. They live in Vacaville and Fairfield. So it's about, like, I want to say, like, a 40-minute drive, pretty much, just going towards the Bay Area.
For sure.
So we're kind of pretty much scattered around. And then, obviously, like, Joseph and Justin, they live in, like, San Jose and shit. So.
For sure. Nice. Yeah, I was going to mention at some point, but it's really cool to, like, one, California seems like it's just putting out so much good hardcore and just a lot of stuff for the scene, but it seems like San Jose and the Bay Area, I guess you could just say entirely, seems like they're having a very special moment right now with just all the bands coming out of that, and, you know, you guys included. You guys are just putting out a new the new record coming out is on Indecision, right?
Yeah.
Which, that's dope, man. There's a lot of cool hardcore history with that label and stuff. Shout out to Dave. Well, real quick before we get into, you know, some of that stuff, what's when did like Feel the Flames start? When did you guys all get together?
Shit. Okay. So I think we started like 2017, like the end of 2017 or something like that. So it was kind of more of like Justin's idea, and then I think Ian, which is the vocalist of Extinguished, he was gonna play bass in that band, and they were talking about starting like some kind of like straight edge, like Strife kind of sounding Unbroken type band, you know, like 90s, very 90s type deal. But it started then, and then they were actually looking for, like, member. Like, I think Justin was looking for, like, a guitarist, and I was like, dude, I'm hella down to do this, because shit that I fuck with, you know, and it kind of just escalated from there, and then we ended up getting more members, like Joseph and Hector playing drums, and then later on, Jose ended up just playing bass and just stood with the band.
So, and, had you been playing in, like, bands or anything like that before Feel the Flames, or when did you start playing guitar?
I was filling in for a band called Earthdown.
Okay.
I was just playing bass, just kind of just like playing a couple shows with them and stuff. But yeah, those are homies as well. And Hector is from Earthdown as well, and he was the vocalist. And he's currently playing drums for Field of Flames. So yeah.
Okay, tight.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, did you guys already play that? I know I saw that flyer with No Pressure and Momentum.
Oh yeah. So that I think happened like 2 weeks ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to play it, but from what I heard, it was like pretty dope, man. Like there was a shit ton of people there, and the crowd was going like the people that went there, man, just were going nuts over like Field of Flames as well, and obviously the other bands too, man.
Hell yeah!
I feel like every band in there was just solid, honestly.
Yeah, that No Pressure band, I've checked them out once or twice, but they're pretty dope. They're pretty sick.
Yeah, no, it's dope. I think it's the dude from Story So Far, I believe, right?
Oh, word? Oh, okay.
I think it's him. I'm not sure. It was like Park Cannon or something like that. But yeah, it's
gotcha.
A dope band, man. I've listened to them a couple times and threw them on, and I definitely dig it, man. It's pretty cool.
Hell yeah. Well, so like, how long you been into hardcore? Like, when did you first find yourself in the finding like the underground scene and stuff?
Yeah, so I've always been into like more like punk stuff. Obviously, like Ramones, like Green Day, and all that kind of shit. Like, I kind of discovered a bunch of like the music and shit through like skate videos and shit. Because I used to skateboard a lot. Like,
oh, okay.
At the time, I was like elementary school up until like high school, and then I just got like over it because I kept getting injured and shit.
Dude,
but
yeah,
it was like mostly because of like skate videos, man. Like I remember listening to a bunch of just like, for example, like what's that fucking band called? Shit, they're from around here. I'm blanking on the name, man.
Not AFI, right?
That band too. Yeah, no, I fucking love that band.
Because I've seen them on a bunch of skate videos and skate.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, like the Ronnie Mullen video and shit. Yeah. Yeah. 7 Seconds.
Oh, okay, for sure.
Yeah. So okay. I remember listening to them too, and then find out about like Agent Orange, and then just kind of like the ball just kept rolling and shit. But hardcore, I feel like it was like more like towards like middle of high school, I would say.
For sure.
Started finding out about more bands and shit like that, and then just kind of digging more deeper. It's a cool thing to have like the internet and shit to be able to just like explore more of those kind of bands and right. all that.
What year is that?
I want to say like end of 2012, 2013, for around sure. there. So like I was still like in high school. I was like super young at the time. So
I feel you. I'm trying to think what was like the vibe back then. Like MySpace was kind of gone, and then fucking
yeah. I remember like Soul Search, all that shit. Soul, you know, yeah. like Trapped in Her Eyes.
Yeah.
Obviously, like Turnstile. You know, like bands like that.
For sure.
But I've always digged them, and like I started digging in more deeper and shit, and I was just, here I am.
Yeah, hell yeah. What was the last show that you went to? Was it, did you play it, or were you just attending? Have you been to a show since everything is kind dude, of I've been coming back like, a little bit?
Yeah, I've been going to like a lot of shows, dude. Any show that I try to like if I have time, like if I get off work on time or something, I'll try to like mop out there or something.
For sure.
The last show I went to was that Dying Wish played Sacramento.
Okay, sick. Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, they're fucking, they put out, I think, a new record, and that shit's fucking sick. I got to see them, and I was like blown away. I was like, it's fucking sick. And then I think Karma played that too, which is definitely a good set too as well.
Word, yeah, Dying Wish just came through to LA and the Valley, and played this new venue, the Midnight Hour. It's like a record store. And
oh, I heard about this venue.
Looks sick. I haven't been there yet, but it's, yeah, it looks super dope. But yeah, Dying Wish is tight. New album's dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely, I've definitely been listening to that album a lot too, and I've definitely been catching my attention. I think it's pretty dope, you know? Sounds more like metal and stuff, so I dig it like a lot, so.
Right. Yeah. So what's up currently with like Field of Flames as far as the new like record coming out and stuff?
Yeah.
I saw you guys tease the cover and.
Yeah, for sure. That. Yeah. I think we're just trying to play as much like shows and shit.
For sure.
As of right now, I think I can't remember where.
Is it going to be a full length or a EP?
Oh, it's definitely going to be a full length, I believe.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think it's like 6 or 7 songs, something like that. I'm not sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got to look back on it.
Yeah, no, that's dope. How did you originally get linked up with like Indecision Records and stuff like that for that?
I believe our vocalist Justin, I think either one of them got hit up for it. I'm not too sure, you know, exactly, but I just remember getting the text and saying like, hey, would you guys be down to like put up an LP or EP through Indecision? And I was like, yeah, of course, man. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. But like, I think one of those guys, or either Justin or Joseph, got probably like hit up for it for the opportunity, and pretty much we just rolled from there, man. And it's been like we've just been working on the like tracks and shit and re-recording some things. So,
word. Yeah. So when is there a speculative like date or season that's gonna come out? Early next year? Late next year, probably, with the vinyl presses being
crazy. I think so too. Yeah, that whole vinyl pressing thing, man, is kind of like, that's the other reason why like Extinguish 2 got like delayed with like the vinyl shit too.
For because, sure, yeah.
But yeah, so I'm thinking maybe end of this year, or probably earlier next year for sure. But for maybe sure. sooner.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And then you said you're definitely looking to play some dates, maybe like a little mini tour with some people or something.
Dude, yeah, I'd be down to do it. Yeah. Hopefully like a weekend run or something like that.
Yeah.
Field of Flames has definitely done like just one small like run or something like that. It was like a weekend run. I think we played like Arizona, and then we went to LA.
Hell yeah.
We went to San Jose, and I'm definitely wanting to do something like that again. Like, for it's sure. pretty cool to just see, like, different, like, crowds and scenes and shit, man.
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty, yeah. So, like, I'm definitely, I don't know if we have anything, like, a run planned just yet like that.
For sure.
But if like, the offer comes, you know, obviously we'll be down to do it, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, speaking of scenes and stuff, I was just, you know, gonna harp on it again. Like, what do you, like I was saying before, I feel like San Jose and the Bay Area is kind of going through a special moment right now. How does it feel as you being a participant in the scene and stuff? Like, what's your kind of perspective of everything right now, as a lot of the bands coming up right now, say, like, you know, Scowl, Gulch, mm-hmm. Gulch as was, you know, Drain, stuff like that. Like, had you, obviously, you know, I remember when I first saw Drain, first saw Gulch and stuff like that, and you could see it in the, you know, proof in the pudding that, like, damn, this shit's only going up, so it's only a matter of time it gets bigger and bigger. But what was your, like, kind of vibe or perspective as the rise of that scene kind of started bumbling more and now it's on, like, a big train?
Yeah, man. I want to say it's, like, pretty cool to see, just because, like, I feel like all those bands definitely worked hard, especially
100%.
Yeah, definitely all those guys earned it, man. Like,
shout out Malachi.
Yeah, for sure, man. That guy, like, puts on hella shows too, man. Like, yeah, especially in the Bay and shit. But definitely those guys earned it a lot, man. And it's cool to see them just, like, get the proper recognition that they need, and they like been needing and just, like, been wanting and stuff. So I want to say,
what was some early memories of, like, popping shows, say, in, like, 2018, 2019, where you're like, damn, this shit's crazy?
I'm trying to remember, man.
Maybe the San Jose Peace and Justice Center or whatever.
Yeah, there's been a lot of those shows, man, that I got to see him even play, man.
Is that spot still around? I haven't seen, obviously, since pandemic, I haven't seen.
I think it still is. I'm just not sure if they're doing, like, shows just yet. Maybe because of COVID or something like that. But no, that spot was sick, man. Definitely, like, a lot of, like, just, like, the Gulch shows and shit like that. Like Spinebreaker and all that kind of stuff, and Drain and all that. Like, it's crazy because it's such a small room, man. Like, everyone just, like, seems to, like, have that energy in there and shit. Right. But it's cool to see because it's just, like, that. It's, like, almost like a snowball effect where it's just, like, everyone just started, like, they're seeing, like, these shows, like, being posted on the internet. And then it just kind of, like, makes them want to listen to these bands. Like, dude, what's this band about, man? And because they're getting a crazy-ass reaction. And like I said, it definitely earned it, man, because, like, they play good shit. And I respect the shit out of them, so.
For sure. Yeah, it's crazy, too. I feel like, you know, I feel like, yeah, like, hardcore, and then especially this, you know, scene that we're talking about now is, like, you know, you see, like, Drain signing to Epitaph, and, like, now Scowl's on Flat Spot, which is a great hardcore label, and, like, you know, so it's just dope. It seems like I guess, you know, everything was uneasy with 2020, at least once pandemic hit, and, like, it seems like hardcore is still in a good place, better, you know, better than ever. Yeah, for sure. So
I also feel like because of the pandemic too, man, I mean, like, you've been seeing, like, bands just release, like, especially hardcore bands just release, like, music and shit, and then put on their grind and all that, and I feel like everyone's just been, like, cooped up at home, and then, like, they just want to see this shit live, I guess. That makes sense. Like, you know, definitely, like, especially with hardcore, I feel like going to shows and shit, it's, like, definitely has, like, that energy, and then, you know, makes me want to keep coming back and shit.
For sure. Yeah, going back to when all this stuff hit, like, where were you at, and how's like, the past year and a half, 2 years been for you since everything kind of slowed down?
Shit. Like I said, I was just pretty much at home, man. Like, just trying to write shit. Like, free time. A lot of fucking Warzone. Warzone was sick.
I did have to go and fucking find an Xbox again. Like, fucking maybe six, eight months into fucking shit. I was like, I just need to learn.
I got lucky with that. I mean, it was hella hard to find a Switch. Like, I remember Animal Crossing was like the first fucking thing to like pop off, and everyone was like playing that shit.
Oh yeah, I want to get a Switch too. A lot of homies I work with,
they're hiking up like the prices for it too, man. I'm just like, what the hell, dude?
I kind of want to get a bunch of like vintage systems, you know, like fucking Super Nintendo or some shit, or like Sega Genesis even or some shit. Like,
dude, I wish I still had my Sega Genesis, man. Like,
I have you seen those like the mini ones that they've done, like the redid ones?
Or I've been hearing. Doesn't it like?
I haven't tried them.
Yeah, no. I never tried them either. From just what I heard, just from like some clients and stuff, they're like, yeah, I have one of those, but it's already like built in games or something like that. Right. I'm not sure. You know, I could correct me if I'm wrong, but like,
I think there's some you can like put the game in. It'll like it fits the cartridge size for it or some shit, but I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure if like the newer ones do that or not, but like that'll be dope though. Fuck, that'll be sick.
Yeah. What are you like? Yeah. What are some of your hobbies, stuff like that? You into like video games or art or anything like that, or?
Honestly, man, like, as of lately, I haven't been, like, able to play as much video games.
For sure.
But, like, I did pick up, like, you know, like, a PC and shit, and I got into, like, that kind of stuff, because, like, I wanted to be able to play certain games with my friends and shit.
Right.
Mostly, like, I mean, I don't know. I like to fucking bike and shit. Like, I picked up road biking, too, over the quarantine, so I think that's pretty dope.
Nice. Same. I haven't fucking touched the bike in a fucking cool minute, but but fucking yeah, like yeah. Or yeah, or I need yeah. Do you do like a lot of outdoor stuff, kind of too, or a little bit
here? I try to, bro, but it's like
same. I try.
Especially lately, man, it's been kind of hard because like all the smoke and shit. But obviously, it's been cleared up for like a month and a half. But I just that kind of killed it for me.
Word, I feel you.
Because like I can't really like go out and shit like that, and I can't really enjoy it, so but other than that, I mean, just I don't know, man.
When
just,
did your like the barber gig pick back up?
I want to say like end of last year. It was kind of like on and off
for sure,
but we were definitely shut down for like almost like a total of 6 months, and it was kind of just like weird because I'm just so used to like working all the time and being like busy and stuff. So, right. But now it's just, anyways, but like now it's just kind of just like back to normal again.
For sure.
Being vaccinated and shit. So,
yeah, do you, you probably now have to wear masks again, but there was probably before a little time where it was no masks and shit.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was like a glorious 2 weeks, and then shit was like,
Everyone took like advantage of it, and then just got sick and shit. Yeah. And I was just like, God damn it, man! Like, we were doing so good, and then now we're back to masks again. But
yeah. What are you gonna do? Yeah, I feel like, you know, at least with like shows and entertainment and stuff, at least they're not like fully putting a hush on it, and at least it's like. It's like the vaccination is the option, you know, and I would say at this point, like 3/4 of people are probably vaccinated, or at least in our areas, it seems. So it doesn't seem like a huge deal, but
yeah, not at all. I mean, like, I think like a bunch of the shows too, even out here, I think like some in the Bay for sure, but like I've been to a couple of shows already yet. They definitely require like a vaccination card or like a negative result. So I think that's
right.
That just shows already like they're trying to push it more, you know? So
for sure. Yeah. I think like we're in a better spot, but it'll probably be like maybe another year until it's like really at like a normal level where it's like not in like the psyche 24/7, like, because kind of every decision is kind of like based around that, like, oh, if I'm going outside, what am I doing outside type shit, you know? Fucking
yeah, 100%, man. Especially like hanging out with friends or seeing if you can go out to eat inside or something like that, or outdoors. Yeah. Or even nap seating now, so it kind of sucks, but I get it, you know.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's getting better now though, like,
Yeah, for sure.
More people are going out and hanging out and stuff, and I think the only people who are really getting like sick is people who are like unvaccinated, you know. So funny, like I follow this comedian and he's like, you know, I give everyone their own choice, you know, but it's fucking kind of hilarious and ironic when these like huge like anti-mask vax people like get really sick and shit, and they're like all fucking turning their like words around on the shit, you know. It's fun.
Yeah, they're like, fuck man, I don't know what to say now. I was just like, fucking,
damn, fuck,
I've been shitting on everyone who got vax, and now I'm fucking sick of shit. Right? Now
I was so confident to that.
Yeah, I hear all the time. I mean, like, I fucking, it's true, man. Like, I cut like nurses and shit, or like clients that are nurses or anything, but like they'll tell me about like how there's like anti-vaxxers and they get really sick to the point where it's just like, you know, they have to go to the hospital and all that, and it's right. Just like, fuck. Yeah. It's like all of a sudden.
Yeah, so weird. Wow. Yeah. Well, what's the next show coming up for Fuel the Flames right now? What do you guys got on the anything coming up right now?
I'm trying to think, man. I do know we're playing this show at the Parkside in San Francisco. I think it's with Spy. I think that band Spy.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
And I think that's like
They're Bay Area too, right? They're Oakland or something.
Yeah, they're from like that general area too.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're popping up too,
see,
man.
See like, them I've been too. It's too. Like it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, like,
I mean, there's some dope bands all over too, like Texas, Florida, New York's got some good shit, but
oh, for sure, man.
Seems like California's motherfucking stacked right now.
Yeah, for sure.
What it's do cool you? Oh yeah, for sure. It's super cool to see. What were you gonna say?
Oh no! I was gonna let you talk.
Oh no!
Yeah, you're gonna ask a question or something. I was like, oh yeah.
No, I was just gonna say, what have you been like listening to as of lately? Like hardcore, non-hardcore, just like whatever.
Shit, that's a good question. Let me check. I've been like all over the place, man. I recently saw this. I'm like super into like post-punk and like just dark wave shit.
Tight, oh yeah.
I've been listening. I saw this band called Twin Tribes recently in Sacramento.
I've heard of them.
And they played a fucking good ass set, and I was just like, I was just like blown away, man. So I've been listening to them a lot. There's this is other band that I just found out recently. It's called Johnny Dynamite and the Bloodsuckers. It's kind of like super.
Some rockabilly, maybe.
Oh, not at all, man. It's like. I want to say like new wave ish 80s type deal.
Okay.
No, they're a fucking sick band for sure. That, and obviously, like, I've been listening to. Shit. Mostly when I listen to music, man, to be honest, it's like in the barbershop too, but like, those are mainly like the newer artists that I've been listening to, but like.
And you can't go too hard in the barbershop, I'm sure. You got to keep it at a certain level, you know.
You can't play like. Yeah, shit, like Dying Fetus in the barbershop, or like
you got fucking Earth Crisis fucking rocking in the thing.
Like, yeah. I mean, I do it like after hours, but like normally, like I would just play the shit like the Gun Club or like MC5.
Nice, yeah.
Shit like that, or Shellac. Like Shellac's dope.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a band called Calm. They're dope too. Shit, like goes on and on, man. But like, I like shit like that though. I like to play that kind of shit. Obviously, like the Smiths or Morrissey or. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah, what were you listening to like when you were like growing up? Was it like rock or punk or?
Mainly like rock, man. Because my dad was like, he was a super huge like metalhead dude.
And you're from the Bay Area too, like born.
Yeah, I was pretty okay. So I wouldn't like I pretty much grew up like Fairfield, Vacaville area.
Okay.
Like I said, that's like where current homies live right now as well. Right. But I was actually born here in Sac, and I made my way back over here. But like growing up, man, like it's a lot of, like more metal. Like my dad was hella into like Judas Priest, shit like that. You know, just like Iron Maiden, fucking Merciful Fate, and like
love that shit.
Yeah, dude, like Death Angel, fucking Death, all that shit. And then he kind of just mellowed out. But he would always have like these cassettes, man. I remember like even vinyl and shit, and I would just be curious. I would just look at it. I'm like, damn, this shit looks fucking nuts, man.
Well, yeah, because the Bay Area too, like, it's had many different like dope scenes with the punk scene too. But I was gonna say the metal thrashing in particular was a huge like movement in the 80s and shit. So,
oh, for sure, man. Like, my dad was definitely heavily into that, and that kind of like grabbed my attention. You know, just like looking at all this shit, man. Like, I remember I was like, he had a, I think it was like a Judas Priest album. I think it was like Jugulator. It was like after like Rob Halford left, and I looked at the cover and I was like, yo, this shit's fucking nuts. And my dad was like, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Like, I don't want you to like listen to all this shit, you know? And especially with like Merciful Fate and all that stuff. He had a bunch of that shit. And I was just like, oh, I was just so curious. Yeah, I just wanted to listen to more of it, you know?
That'd be so funny if someone was like exclusively, I wonder if there's people out there who are exclusively like, yeah, like when Rob Halford left Judas Priest, like they only listened to those albums with that vocalist. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, The Ripper, oh man, I don't know, man. That, he was okay. I like the,
isn't that, so isn't that what that movie Rockstar is based on, or I believe it's based on?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't even.
Where, you know, that, have you seen that movie where like, Mark Wahlberg fucking he joins like a bit huge metal band,
yeah,
and the vocalist was gay in the film too. Uh-huh. So I'm like, they're pushing the Rob Halford the thing. I feel, but that's a pretty dope movie if you should see it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it, man, but like definitely like movies like that, like, I think my all-time favorite movie, dude, for sure, is, like, Spinal Tap.
Oh, dude.
That movie, dude, I watch that every fucking time, and I would still laugh, dude. That shit's fucking...
Oh, yeah, still.
Top five movies for sure, man. I think that's, like, it's perfect. So
yeah, I watch it every so often, but, oh, my God. Just quotes for days. I just fucking love that.
Dude, movie, yeah, like, yeah. Fucking smell the glove and shit.
Yeah, she's like... What did you think was like gonna happen? He's like, "What? We don't see anything that bad with it. What are you talking
about?"
Dude,
it's funny because like every time I would watch it, like I just rewatched it recently, man, and I was all like, "Bro, like I would catch up, like I would catch like more things, like little fucking things, man,
right,
like, in the movie." But I'm just like little detail that just fucking like make me like laugh even more because like. There's obviously like the obvious shit, like the quotes and all that, and then there's like little details and shit. I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah, I like when they're being interviewed or whatever. Oh, like they kind of like laugh sometimes in the interviews. They're like, what? One reporter wrote in a review for Shark Sandwich that he just wrote shit sandwich. And he's like, he didn't say that. You can't print that.
I do feel like at that part they probably broke out a character, dude. Because they started like busting out laughing.
Right, they're that. Like, come on, don't
be a joke. Right. It's a joke. Right. Yeah, that's just fucking hilarious, man. Like,
if no one out there has seen Spinal Tap, man, you gotta watch that.
Yeah, for another, sure, man.
Another dope rock movie. Another dope rock movie I like is Airheads. Have you seen Airheads?
Mm-hmm. Someone else was telling me about like watching that movie too. I think it was like pretty recently as well, because I brought up. I watched Spinal Tap again, you know, and they're like, oh, you gotta check this out, man. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
you will love Airheads. Yeah, fucking Adam Sandler. Is it
the same vibe, too, or, like,
what's that?
Is it, like, the same vibe as well? Like as in, like, a mockumentary, or, like, what is
it? It's not a mockumentary. It's just, like, a fictional movie, though, but, so, basically, it's, like, a sunset rocker dude, you know, just, like, trying to shoot a shot with his band. And they their plan is to go into a radio station with like guns and play their demo.
Dude, I feel like I've heard about this.
And chaos ensues, but it's so funny, fucking yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out, man. Because I feel like I definitely heard about it, but I just never like came around to just like, all right, I'm gonna fucking watch this. You know,
it's tight. They're like a fucking. They actually cover a Reagan Youth song. I had to look it up, like their song. I was like, this song sounds familiar, and it was like it's a Reagan U song that like is their song that they play. But
that's dope, man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out, dude. Because like I said, you're probably the second person that told me to like check it out. Because I'm like, oh, dude, I feel like you'd like this. Feel like you know.
Yeah.
content and shit. But
it's so good. Yeah, same with that. I also watch like Wayne's World all the time as well. That shit's so funny.
Yeah, I used to watch that too. Yeah, that's a good show too.
Yeah. Well, we're on the topic of movies real quick. So, yeah, what have you been watching? Are you a horror guy? You've been watching some stuff for October, or what have you been watching on the fucking the tubes?
Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to be that guy, but, like, Squid Games.
I did watch that. I was talking to a homie. He was like, shut the fuck up, you fucking. But I was like, I held out, too, for a little bit. But then I was like, yeah, let me check it out. Fuck it.
Yeah, who cares, man? Honestly, like,
it's fire.
That show is fucking sick, dude. Like, I think, like,
you finished it?
Oh, I finished it, man. It obviously took me a week, man, because like each episode's like an hour long.
Yeah, same. It took me like a week.
Yeah, dude. Like, I was just hooked, man. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but like each ending of every episode, it just kind of led you to be like, oh, fuck, should I just watch one more? But it's already like 1 a.m, man. So like,
yo, low key, I was like, the ending kind of has me like, I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm like, one part of me wants him to have like gone. One part wants me to have him gone back, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. There's been a lot of like theories going around too, like how the old dude.
I guess they leave that though there for a possible sequel type bullshit. You know?
Sure, yeah. But no, that show was good. I honestly like. Back to like genres and stuff, like I'm into horror, but like I don't know, man, I'm just kind of like all over the place with it as well.
Yeah,
like most like shows and shit, like I've been watching obviously Squid Games, and I think I finished this other one called like 9 Perfect Strangers as well.
Okay.
It was on like Hulu. It was pretty dope.
The new Halloween movie looks pretty good. Halloween Kills.
Yeah, I think I might have seen a snippet of like the trailer or something like that, and I'm kind of wanting to check it out. Honestly, it looks pretty. Oh, dope.
And the new Scream looks badass too.
Yeah, that's just fucking sick. I remember like being hella young, being terrified of shit of that movie, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially Halloween, dude. Man, fuck, like, yeah, but I want to say like definitely just been watching a bunch of shows, man.
I watched that movie Drive for the first time. Someone was like, this movie's fucking epic, and I always thought it was like a frat boy movie, so I never like really watched it, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, I haven't checked that one out yet. No,
someone was like, this is one of the best movies of the past 10 years. I'm like, all right, fine, maybe I'll watch it.
Like, yeah, I guess I'll fucking check it out.
Yeah, I'm like, fine.
Was it pretty chill, or like, was it like?
It was pretty good. I mean, that might be a stretch, but nah, it was pretty good though. I mean, what's his name? Ryan Gosling, right? Yeah, Ryan Gosling. Yeah, he was good. He's badass. I like him.
Yeah, handsome motherfucker. Right. That fool's like in there. Like, yeah, that dude's sick. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of like our Brad Pitt, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, damn, I like that movie with him and the Place Between the Pines, where he's like with Eva Mendes, babe, mm-hmm. Also huge babe.
Oh, for sure.
It's like that's one of my crushes for sure. Eva Mendes,
right on.
For
sure. Hell yeah, man! Like, I don't blame you though.
so good. Yeah, man. But back to shows and stuff like that. What's the like last show you went to or plan on going to soon?
Like I said, anything it was like the Dying Wish
in that area this week or anything.
Yeah. So the Dying Wish was in Sacramento, but before that, I think I saw Japanese Breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she was fucking like phenomenal. Like it was sick, man. Like I think she did like 2 nights, and then most of her tour like pretty much sold out. So we got lucky enough to get tickets for others too.
Damn.
So non-hardcore, I saw that. Fuck, I can't remember what else I saw. There's been a lot of shows. I think RJC popped up, hardcore shows. RJC popped up in Sacramento, and they played like a show, like a venue, like not too far away from where I live. And,
oh, dude, that Convulse Fest in Denver looked very cool. Or Colorado, I think it was in Colorado.
Yeah, I saw the flyer for that. Yeah, it's pretty sick, man. Yeah. If I had time, I wish I could like head out and just like fly out there or something.
Right.
It'd be cool to go to Denver, man. Like,
nah, it looked cool. It looked like one of like the early like Sound and Furies type vibe. like all the people climbing around and shit, and
Scowls. Was it like?
I saw like pictures from Scowls Fest, military guns set.
Oh yeah.
I think I saw some from Spies set. There was a lot of good bands that played.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm familiar with like those. Obviously, like military guns, fucking hella sick too, man.
Yeah, dude.
I fuck with that band tough too. Obviously, like Scowl and Spy, I fuck with them too. But like military, I mean, seeing military gun like pop up a lot more, and I finally got a chance to check them out.
Yeah,
dude, this shit's fucking. This is up my alley for sure. It's like fucking sick.
Yeah, dude, they're sick. We did a show with them like a month ago or something. Them and Drug Church down here in LA, and
they're
sick. It's crazy because you know, obviously, Ian has Ian from Military Gun and RJC. He's set so much with Regional Justice Center. Like he's done so much with them, and they're such a staple. It's dope to see Military Gun too, like rising and doing its dope thing too. That's pretty tight.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Definitely been listening to them too. Like, I'll throw them on too, like in the barbershop every once in a while. Like, there's some tracks, man. I'm like, oh, this is fucking sick, and people dig them. So.
Right. Yeah, it's something that's not like crazy. It's not like too harsh. It's like.
No, dude, it's pretty dope, man. Like, I like their shit a lot, man. I've definitely been listening to that band hella tough.
Yeah. I know, yeah, I was listening to, like, Jawbreaker today. I was like, oh, I haven't, like, peeped these vibes in kind of a second.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely those bands are fucking sick, dude.
Is there any big shows coming through that you're checking out, trying to go to soon up in that, in your area? Or in the greater
Bay Area? I'm trying to think, man. We did get tickets to go see Black Marble.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who else he's playing with, but unfortunately I can't go to that show because that's the same day I think Extinguish is going to play with we're playing a show here in Sac with Frozen Soul and like that band.
Oh, sick.
Man, forgive me if I fucking butcher it, but it's like Sangwa Sigabog or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, I've heard of that Frozen Soul band. I think I checked out their like album last year. Where is that going to be?
It's going to be here in Sacramento. There's a venue called the Holy Diver. So it would have like basically like shows like that, like death metal shows or just even hardcore shows too. So it'll be cool, man. Like I 100% fuck with all those bands too, man. And it'll be cool to see like Vomit Force for the first time as well. So
for sure.
Obviously Frozen Soul too. But definitely sick ass bands and I'm excited to play it.
As far as Extinguish and stuff, what's going on right now with that? Did you guys just drop a 7-inch or a 7-inch is coming out soon or something, right? I believe.
We've already dropped that.
Right. That's right, yeah.
A couple months ago.
That's right, yeah.
And we did, and we sold out of like those pressings. And then I think we got a new thing, like a new pressing of it. And right, I got released some tapes and all that shit. But like, we're trying to like just. I mean, we have shows like lined up and stuff, especially for like future shows and all that. But we're definitely just trying to write shit. I'm not sure, man. I think we're just writing at this moment.
And what's kind of some of your inspirations more when you're wearing your Extinguish hat?
Definitely like more of like so-called like deathcore from like New York, like bands like One Last Sin. I'm gonna like just go cutting, but it's like New York hardcore and stuff, like Dark Side NYC
for sure.
That band End of One too, but we like mostly like death metal infused with hardcore.
Gotcha.
Definitely we're trying to
like what just, that band Dying, like Dying Breed or something like that.
Yeah, dude, Dying Breed's fucking sick too. We're definitely like anything like newer hardcore is like we definitely all agree. We're like, yeah, dude, we fuck with all this shit, you know. So
yeah.
But death metal too, like I mean, like we all like Obituary, we like just Suffocation. The list goes on and on, man. So it's like we just kind of want to try to have that, like that '90s like death metal slash hardcore sound.
Yeah, for sure.
Mix it together, man.
When did you guys initially get together with that, like when it Extinguished kind of officially formed and stuff?
Yeah, I want to say like it's been a while. Early 2017 as well.
Word.
Maybe the same year that Field of Flames kind of started. But when we first started, initially started, we wanted to be more of like a crossover slash like fast DB type deal.
Word.
And then we were trying to go for that. And then more of like a darker sound as well. But we were like, nah, I like playing like more simpler, heavy riffs, I guess. But yeah, it's been since like 2017, I want to say. So,
what's been some like standout shows, like as far as with Extinguish and or Field of Flames too? What have been like some standout shows from past years?
I want to say we played this show during like the, well, also recently too, that one show we played at the punk rock flea market.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was hella cool, man. Like, I mean, all the bands that I played obviously like were really fucking good. But I remember this one show we played during like the Field of Flames run, and we did like our last show back in San Jose at the Peace of Jazz Center. And dude, for some reason that show, like, it just sounded like I feel like we sounded really proper, and it sounded like pretty cool, man. So that's definitely a memorable one for me too. Like, I feel like we're starting to find more of like what we wanted to sound like and stuff. And I think then we already had like a promo out, so we were definitely trying to like, you know, find our sound and shit. So
for sure. What's your guitar gear rundown? What do you play, and like what's your gear?
Oh shit, yeah. So I have, right now I go between like a Jackson, I can't remember the model of it, man, but it's a Jackson and it has like a Floyd Rose and then it's like a reverse headstock on it.
Okay.
I use that one mainly just for Extinguish and shit. Reverse, and also like
I have a headstock gang.
Yeah, dude, that's just fucking sick. I also use like a LTD EC1000 for like Extinguish and sometimes Field of Flames. But I have a, for Field of Flames specifically, I have like a T60 that I use, like a PV-T60, and it's pretty dope, man. Like, I like that a lot too.
Oh yeah.
As far as like head wise, like I just use like PV. I have a PV VTM-60 that I picked up like a couple months back, but you know, I've just been liking that instead.
I like PV. PV has a really cool sound.
Yeah, man, for sure. It definitely has like a, I don't know, man. It's a good, if you like, you know, dial it right, it sounds fucking mean, dude. I don't know. It's like, it's really good.
Yeah. When did you first start playing guitar, like in general, as like a younger kid or?
Yeah, pretty much like when I was younger, man. Like my dad had a bunch of instruments. My dad was actually he played the bass and obviously other shit too. But I just kind of watched him do it, and I was picking up the guitar, and it was showing me like just regular notes, and then I was kind of learning by ear, man. But I've been playing since like somewhere around elementary school, like 11 years old or 10 years old. But I'm not like crazy, man. I just like, you know, I just know, like just enough to play and shit, and then just to write.
No, I think there's like to each their own. I feel like you can get really good in the rhythm sense, and then also get really good, you know, in a technical sense, because like
learning scales and shit.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like, I don't know, some people really like being shredders, but like, I don't know. I always look up more to like rhythm players, like a James Hetfield or like a Jimmy Page type shit or something like that. But
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely would consider myself playing like rhythm or something like that. But I do want to learn how to play scales though, just because.
But it is tight. It is tight though, you know. Like I've been on like, you know, we were talking about metal stuff. I was like listening to a lot of like '80s metal, like Ozzy and shit, and. Fucking what's his name, Zach Wilde, is pretty like he's got some pretty gnarly shit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like a lot of that shit too, like going back to, let's like, you know, like Judas Priest, like Glenn Tipton or something,
right? Yeah, Glenn Tipton,
Dread for sure, you know. It's like
KK Downing.
Kenny Downing is like the more rhythm guy, but like,
Dude, I want to get that V guitar he has so bad.
I've always wanted one ever since. Like, I just remember seeing it like in the music videos and shit.
Yeah,
those guys look so sick, man.
I know, dude. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, I was gonna go see the band in fucking Oakland, but I guess something happened to the guitarist or something like that. Or maybe next time. Hopefully next time.
I know some bands like that, it bums me out because like. Yeah, what I know, is Glenn Tipton, he's not in it right now, is it?
I think he still is in the bass player.
Oh, right, but KK is not there, right?
He's not there anymore. No, they replaced him with some other guy. I can't remember his name, man, but
what's going on with him? And am I tripping? Did he pass or something? No, he didn't pass, did he?
No, he didn't pass.
Knock on wood, people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, not gonna work for sure. But I think something heart problems, so they had to cancel it. And then it was during like a, I might be wrong, but I've seen it like.
Because I heard the same with Glenn Tipton too. I thought he had some shit going on too.
Yeah, he had some shit going on too. I mean, those guys are.
Yeah, they've been fucking rocking since like 75, bro. Like fucking nonstop.
Like their older shit's definitely more, like, you could tell, dude. It's like crazy. Like, that's what I like about that band, because they progress, you know. Also Rob Halford,
they literally like got better as they went along. It's kind of crazy that like that like never happens.
No, man, yeah, it's definitely hella sick, man. Like, that's why I always fucked with that band, man. I think they're fucking sick.
Like, now that I'm thinking about that, that is pretty crazy. Like, what band's later catalog is like better than their early? I mean, I like Sad Wings of Destiny and shit, but like, we all know we're listening to Brit of Steel and fucking the next Screaming for Vengeance and fucking Defenders of the Faith, you know. Mm-hmm. Once they start getting the metal logo and shit, that's when shit, let's go, you know.
Yeah, for sure. He's like, I feel like, around that era too, like like Hellbent for Leather and all that shit. Like, they're pushing more like that. The spikes and shit, the tight leather pants and all that. It was fucking dope, man.
I know, dude. I might rock some leather pants. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah, man. No, dude, they look fucking sick. But like, they started pushing more of like that, more, this is what metal, you know?
Right.
And they're trying to build their image and stuff. But
what metal?
Metal, bro.
Fucking metal.
I'm trying to think of a band, man, that like still fucking sounds dope. Shit, man. Yeah.
You know, it's a cool compilation that, like, maybe not a lot of people know about is Lars Ulrich from Metallica put out this fire-ass compilation called New Wave of British Heavy Metal 79. And it's, like, got all this tight-ass fucking, like, early Iron Maiden, Diamond Head, I think Judas Priest on there, Motorhead. It's, like, a fire-ass compilation, but...
Yeah, shit, got me thinking of that. That's fucking sick. Yeah, I fucking love Motorhead too, man.
Oh yeah,
especially early Iron Maiden shit too is pretty dope. Especially when they had the other vocalists.
Yeah, it is, like, I never realized, but I'm like, damn, the album. I think there was maybe one album or two albums with the original
vocalists. I think it was possibly two. Possibly, but I remember two. Phantom of the Opera, and then they obviously had like some shit with just guitars, like Transylvania, and I thought that was fucking the sickest shit. I was like, oh fuck, it was like harmonies and shit.
Like, Number of the Beast and Power Slave and shit like that are fire, but but the first album is fucking pretty gnarly. Yeah,
that shit's like, I don't know, something about it, man, it was just dope. I think the dude's name is like Paul or something like that, the original vocalist. I
think so, yeah.
And he had some I definitely like his vocal style. I'm not saying Bruce Dickinson's wasn't good, but, you know.
Right.
Definitely, like, it just fit, you know, for that time and stuff, so.
Yeah, sure. Well, got a few minutes here left, wrapping up, but what are you looking forward to towards as the year is coming to a close? We got the holidays coming up and stuff. What are you looking forward to as far as shows, records?
Yeah, definitely, hopefully, the Field of Flame stuff. I hope it does come out maybe this end of this year. I got to look back at, like, our text, because
for sure
they might have mentioned something, but I just forgot to look at it.
Yeah.
But definitely that, man, and the shows that are coming up, they'll hopefully be announced soon, you know?
For sure.
But definitely just writing more shit, man, especially, like, kicking with homies and stuff, and then seeing like more bands and stuff come through like my area or like the Bay Area too as well, man. So I'm stoked for it. Or also new shit, man, because like hearing bands release new shit, like for example, like Scowl, like
yeah,
those two new singles, man. That shit's fucking pretty good, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I saw that.
I want to hear more music and stuff. So
I saw that phone number thing that they did. Like the
yeah, it was dope. This is cool.
So funny. That's dope. I've been seeing a couple people do that. That's tight. How they do that.
For sure, man. Yeah, no. Definitely excited for music and shit, man. And seeing live music. It's dope to see live music again. Like,
dude, yes, for sure. There was a point where I was like, wow, like, is it really going to be gone for that long? But it came back.
Yeah, dude, that shit sucked, man, because, like, it was, like, every month or every other week I was going to some kind of show. And I feel like slowly, past couple months, I've been able to do that again, so
yeah,
I'm stoked for that.
Yes, it's very, very nice to be back with the scene, the community, hanging out with the homies and stuff, just chilling.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, dude.
What are some of the like classic venues out like in your area? I know we were talking about San Jose Peace and Justice, but is there some bars or like staple venues?
Yeah. Obviously like a lot of the punk shows, man, are just like, I want to say like most of the hardcores I've been seeing, hardcore shows are like mainly like at the spot called The Colony.
Okay.
And a lot of bands that played there, like I think I've seen Madball like twice play there. It's fucking crazy because it's like a smaller fucking room. Oh, yeah. But and that's definitely another memorable show too. But a lot of like the punk bands play there too. I think I saw like I'm trying to remember what band I saw. But pretty much a lot of other bands. So like recently, that's where I saw RJC as well. So, there's like two rooms and. Normally they kind of like switch off depending if like someone else is playing the other room, but that's like pretty much like the go-to spot as of right now.
Word. Hell yeah. Is there, I was going to say real quick too, is there any bands we should be checking out that we maybe aren't, or anyone you want to shout out?
Yeah, man. First, like obviously like the homies, like Doomsday just put out a couple tracks.
Hell yeah.
We played a show with them.
Shout out Slam Records putting out their tape of their new EP.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's definitely a band to check out, man. Like, the fucking guitars in that band could fucking shred. Speaking of shredding, that guy could fucking, like, play shit. But I want to say, like, Big Boy as well.
Hell yeah.
Eightfold Path. That band's fucking sick.
Yeah, I've heard of them too, yeah.
Yeah, they're also, like, from the Bay Area as well. That band's fucking sick. I'm trying to think. I want to say, like, I think I just saw, like, Slow Bleed, that band, like, put out something through Creator Structures. And
yeah, man. Shout out Slow Bleed. Another great release coming up. I know they've been working on that for a while, and I think it's going to be really fucking sharp.
I was just listening to that, like, the other day because they just released it, and I was like, holy shit, this is fucking hella good.
Dude, it looks legit as fuck. I was like, yo, this looks like a video that's, like, on MTV right now, bro.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I was heavy
fucking MTV 2 Headbangers Ball vibes. That's what I got.
Yeah, right, no, it's like, oh, come on, and you just see like the title. It's like Slow Bleed, you know, like, this and that. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's what definitely reminded me of. Like, holy shit, I didn't think about it, man.
I know, yeah.
Oh, that band's sick. I think they put out something before that too.
Yeah, that for sure.
I was really enjoying, man. But that's another band too. I was just like, fuck yeah, man. I'm stoked about that band too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another band. Oh, dude, fucking Out of Pocket, man.
Oh yeah, Out of Pocket too. Yeah. Great band.
Those guys are sick, dude. I think they're doing like a mini run or something like that with Jawstruck, which is another.
Oh yeah, Jawstruck. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to them. Yeah.
Well, yo, ending here, wrapping up now, but yo, I just want to say thanks again for coming on, and yeah, check out Feudal Flames, check out Extinguish, and yeah, man, hope you have a good rest of the night, man, and hope we can link up soon.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, dude. Hopefully, right. We'll go down there or something like that. Yeah, so
hell yeah.
Speed up.
All right.